Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this week's episode of The Boda Show. We got a little bit of a skeleton crew running tonight, as I'm sure you all noticed by the title. James had a rough day, so he's taking a little bit of a break, and Zach is on vacation. So you're stuck with Drew and Nick. Here we are. Get ready for it.
Get ready, everyone. It's going to be a wild episode.
Oh, it sure is. Maybe a little bit of a shorter episode today, I would imagine. Not a whole lot going on. We are in full-on off-season slash all-star break mode, so nobody's really playing sports right now. But we'll do our best to fill in the time for you guys. And, that being said, I guess we should start with what little news there is. So, everybody's favorite segment, it's... Welcome to Boda News, folks. So like we said, a little bit of a slow time. The only sport event that happened really this week in any of the four major leagues was the MLB All-Star Game. That was a 3-2 victory for the National League. Fun game, low scoring, usually is. Not much to say about the All-Star Game, honestly.
I didn't even watch.
Yeah, there's no reason to. Nobody tries. All-Star games are nonsense now. I like the NFL's direction in going to more of like just games and skill stuff and just
let them show off.
And it's more relatable, I feel like, too. Like these are little things that you can set up in your yard and go play yourself. Absolutely. These guys just are going to be ridiculously good at them. So anyways, victory for the NL. I think the bigger news out of the All-Star weekend is Vladdy Jr. winning the Home Run Derby. First father-son duo to ever win Home Run Derbies together. So congrats to the Guerreros. Regular season play for the MLB will resume on Friday. And when that play resumes, the Red Sox will, in fact, stand one game behind the Yankees in last place in the division. So let's hope New York loses to Colorado, and we can beat the Cubs real quick, and we'll leapfrog the Yankees for at least a few minutes so they can be on the bottom and make me feel really good.
A lot of baseball left.
Yes, there sure is. A whole half a season. I think that really covers it for baseball news. Over to the NBA. Kristaps new contract. I don't have the exact details. I saw it was 2 years, I believe.
It was 2 years, $68 million, I want to say.
Fantastic. And I mean, I feel like that's a reasonable price to pay for pretty much literally exactly what you need on your basketball team.
I don't think he'll be a long-term player for us, but he'll fill the role for a couple of years, and maybe we extend him if he's healthy. So we'll see how that goes. Exactly.
I think it's a good play for all involved. I think it lets Kristaps show what he's still got in the tank. It lets the Celtics see the same thing. If, like you said, if he can stay healthy, if he's worth, you know, extending. But I do think that for the time being, while the championship window is as open as it is for the Celtics, I think he could be a piece that pushes us over the top if he plays up to expectation. Mm-hmm. So that's good stuff. There were some new rules announced in the NBA. Fun stuff. There is now a flopping penalty that can be incurred during the game. I think that's a great rule change. I think it flopping should not be an option in any sport. No. So embellishment, flopping, anything you want to call that, get it out.
Yeah. Play the game, play it right, have fun, put on a show, you know?
Exactly. Nobody's here to watch people fall on their face for no reason. The other rule change is I am fuzzier on because nothing is really describing it except that tweet, which I can no longer find. where are we? Sorry, give me 1 second. It has to do with coaches' challenges.
Hey, is it the NBA, or because I read that if a coach were to challenge a call and it's successful, they would get another challenge. On a successful call, excuse me.
Got it.
I don't know if
and then
do that, but I bet that's what I read. That was the gist.
Yeah. So it looks like here it says, you know, to trigger a challenge, a team will still need to have a timeout. If successful, the timeout will be retained. That'll be the case for the first challenge. Oh. But
they're ugly.
What could this be?
What do we got here?
Hello, Mystery Man. Mystery Man is muted.
Mute Mystery Man. Were you aware of this?
I cannot unmute Mystery Man because they have chosen to mute themselves. I guess we have a visitor for a while, and if Mystery Man feels like chiming in.
Oh, the mystery is solved.
It is a soggy man, a soggy boy.
What's going on, peeps?
What's up, buddy? Vacationing.
I figured I'd pop in while you guys are still before you get right into the show here, but I'm walking
happy
in
to have you at
Woodstock,
point.
I believe, New Hampshire.
Nice. Woodstock,
on my vacation. Hampshire. Yeah. Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, it's going.
We're going, dude.
Talking some NBA news.
You guys ended up going with news?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found some stuff. Honestly, don't know what else we would really do.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point.
We got a little something planned for after the news, but I think that's probably going to be it, unless Nick wants to do any fun surprise segments.
I don't know if he think he has anything planned, but
he sure looks like he does.
I was going to try and pop in if I wasn't at dinner, so here I am. I'm headed inside a little shop, so I wanted to say hi and bye. So have fun with the show. Bye, guys.
Bye, Mr. Man.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. We're back. Bet you didn't see that one coming. Surprise. Good stuff happens when Drew and Nick do the show alone, and Zach decides to pop in as Mystery Man. It's fine. Anyways, y'all missed some good chat about Saquon Barkley, so we're going to hop right back into Saquon Barkley. Nick, would you like to start with the news again?
Yeah, so I forget. I don't know what you guys heard, but Saquon's in, you know, still contract discussions. Last I heard, so on two separate occasions, first occasion was that they were making headway. The last report that I read said that there was a stalemate, and there's a real possibility that he might hold out next season, which I hope is not the case, but still a possibility.
It is, which, as we talked about, we've seen how holding out in a contract situation works for running backs, a la Le'Veon Bell, a la Melvin Gordon. It just doesn't work. We've talked about it a billion times. We've talked about it once. Running backs in this league, I don't love the phrase, but it's true. Dime a dozen. Anyone that can competently not fumble the football and can move their legs quickly,
they're going to get a spot.
It's about the offensive line. That's what the run game is now. Mm-hmm. There's so many schemes and so many things that go into it. But that's not to discount the fact that there are special running backs out there. Saquon Barkley is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nick, I pose the question to you again. Do you think that Saquon has earned the right to sit out, hold out for a contract to try and set the bar in the running back market?
I think if he does sit out, he won't get a long-term extension running back resetting, you know, deal. It's just if we don't give it to him, and especially after he sits a year, I don't think any team is going to give him like a 4 or 5 year deal worth 60, 65,
70, I agree.
70 million. It's just how it is.
It's too scary, especially a running back with Saquon's history. I mean, like you said, look at Le'Veon Bell, who didn't have a huge injury history. He played a lot. He was on the field most of the time, decided to sit out a season, came back, signed one of those 4 year deals with the Jets, and literally fell off the face of planet Earth immediately.
Did Le'Veon finish that season with the Jets, or was he let go?
I feel like he didn't.
I think he might have finished one season and then
was and then they just said,
I don't know. I don't remember.
Dude, what the hell happened? Bye. Yeah. But no, I am. So yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. I think it would be incredibly difficult to put yourself in that situation where you haven't been on the field for the majority of the team's games in the last few years, and mm-hmm. you're now putting yourself off the field willingly. I don't think that he's going to be able to get the deal he wants when he tries to come back the year after. I don't see that happening.
Especially, yeah.
We got David Burns here watching from Cedar Hill, Texas. How you doing, man?
Welcome, David. And then we have...
And we have Zach, who is apologizing profusely to everybody for cutting us off mid-show.
All good, buddy.
It's all right, pal. So anyways, the train of thought has never been derailed more. So Saquon... I think if he is to sit out, he might get a 1 year deal when he comes back. I can't imagine a team gambling like that. As good as Saquon is, and any team in the league would love to have Saquon Barkley, barring two.
Yeah.
But it's just
especially given, especially with this draft that the Giants just had, they drafted. Yep. Rookie running back, Eric Gray, I think his name is. I don't know anything about him. I know that he's impressing in camp. So if Saquon were to sit out.
Right.
There's opportunity for another player to rise. And as much as I would hate to see Saquon in any other jersey besides New York Football Giants, there's always a possibility, always.
It is. It's a scary one. But knowing that there is potential for no, you're not going to replace Saquon. You can't. No. That's not going to happen. But knowing that you have somebody that is progressing well enough so far anyways, mm-hmm. and maybe that kind of lights some kind of fire under Saquon. I don't know what role that plays in the fact that he's not signing back with the Giants. But let's see where it goes. All we can do is sit and wait. And
nine more Sundays, everybody.
Nine more. We're almost there. And even less till preseason. Preseason's in less than a month.
Oh, dude, I can't wait.
Just see if we're both being played.
First week of preseason, there's all hype. You feel it. You love it. And then the second week comes. And
it's like, all right, can we just get to the real football now? It was fun for a week, but.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So I think.
We got another comment from Zach here.
Oh, God. Jets on the Hard Knocks. Okay, we're here anyways.
We're talking about football. Let's bring it.
I think that I don't know how the previous teams that have been on Hard Knocks, the Lions, the Raiders, yada yada yada. I don't know how they reacted to it. I'm sure they were okay with it. It obviously seems like it would have been a topic if they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But also those were teams that were incredibly bad the year before. The Jets were not incredibly bad last year.
No, they were above 500, right?
I think so. Right around there. Yeah. But we all know why Hard Knocks is going to New Jersey this year. We all know why. It's all about Aaron Rodgers. The Jets arguably are the most hyped team in football this year now because they were decent last year with literal pile of steaming dog shit playing quarterback. And now they have a Hall of Fame quarterback who I'm still happy to see Aaron Rodgers be excited to play football and be excited about where he is because mm-hmm. the last 4 or 5 years have been the complete opposite of that for me as an Aaron Rodgers fan.
They want to see if Zach Wilson's going to give Aaron Rodgers hell.
They are just, that is the whole reason. They're just itching. The cameras are going to be on nobody but Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, just waiting for something to happen. But no, the Jets are an exciting young team. It feels weird that they would go ahead and force them to go through with the Hard Knocks thing when they don't want to. I'm sure there are other teams that would have been okay with it probably. So, and as good as it is for marketing and all that, that just,
I saw some videos. I don't know. I don't remember. It was about a week or two ago, and saying some players really don't like it because it's unwanted attention and they're trying to really train and practice and stuff like that.
Right. And that's true. I can imagine how hard it is just to be trying to get yourself ready to play NFL football.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind doing it with 100 cameras in your face the entire time. Like, I get it. They're used to having cameras on them. It's what they do. But to have it on you 24/7 while you're trying to prepare, that feels like it would be such a distraction. That feels
hard to focus.
Extremely. So I don't know. It feels weird that they would force a team into that if they're not cool with it. But money talks. Especially to the NFL.
Absolutely. It's all about the business.
That's what it's all about. One more quick comment here from David saying he loves Saquon, but 13 isn't bad for a running back. I do have to agree. And like I said, like we've said, it's really hard to justify, given the last couple seasons. Again, Saquon, phenomenal running back. But if you're not on the field, availability is the most important ability. And if you don't have that, you can't be setting the bar for the rest of the league. I'm sorry.
No. The franchise tag, it's at $10 million, I think, for running backs, right? Around there, 10-something?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
13, 14, 14 and a half is more than enough.
Significantly above average. So. Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah, I think that's pretty much everything for the NFL. No, it is not. John Gruden.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, David. Filing a lawsuit against the NFL, that's not news. What is news is that he said he does not want to settle for anything but following through with the lawsuit and showing how corrupt he says the NFL is, which they almost certainly are.
We all know it.
What giant corporation isn't? But the allegations of him saying that the league itself leaked those emails could be big.
We'll see.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting because if I guess John Gruden has the money for lawyers for this, because it's not going to be cheap. But
a damn good one.
He must feel like he's got something concrete. Solid. Yeah, if you don't, what are you doing? That would just be ultimate petty. I got nothing, but I'm suing you anyways. So that we will keep a close eye on, see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Then the only other thing that's important to Drew is that Mason Crosby has sold his house in Green Bay and bought a house in Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
So... Looks like we're going to be saying goodbye to Mason Crosby as well. It hurts. I don't know what the hell we're going to do for kicker, because kicker consistency is rare nowadays, and we had a good one, so that makes me sad.
You'll be going through kickers every season until you find one that can land the ball through those uprights.
It's going to be like the punters all over again.
Giants went through for a period of time, and then we signed Graham Gano, and he's been solid ever since. So.
And see, that's what it's all about, the consistency. And Graham Gano is incredibly consistent. Can't wait for that 30 for 30 in the courtroom sketch to catch that. That is going to be such a good documentary piece. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. What a clown fest that's going to be. Anyways, that about does it for the NFL, I believe. Didn't really have anything else for the NBA, I don't think. Do you have anything to add for news there?
Contract talks with Jaylen Brown, they're going well.
That's what we like to hear.
We're expecting a deal within the coming weeks.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, who wouldn't want to play with a guy like Jason Tatum? Like, that's a duo that's hard to argue with. You just got to get the third guy. Hopefully it's Kristaps. We'll see. I'm still sad about Marcus Smart, so I don't really want to talk about
this. I don't want to talk about Marcus Smart. It's
that's going to be – that they added a hurdle to overcome. Talk about the CB feud on Twitter. We didn't. I'm not sure that I know what you're talking about because I don't twit.
I grazed over it. I don't even remember who was involved. Let me think. Yeah, I don't know.
Zach, all right, well,
leave a comment. Talk about it as you yeah. talk.
You guys want to hear about the CB feud?
Oh, there it is.
There you go. What happened, Nick?
Yeah, I don't know. I just know it's those two that were involved. I really don't.
I'm going to type in Darrell Rivas and see what comes up.
Do it.
News. Oh, and Sauce Gardner. Very interesting. Here we go. New York.
Dude, Sauce in his first year was already better than three quarters of all cornerbacks in the NFL. He's only going to get better.
He is a stud. He's a stud. But, I mean, there are some – I mean, there's plenty of debate to be had. There's a lot of exciting young defensive backs in the league. So, I guess – we had Asante Samuel and Sauce Gardner were the main constituents here. So it was a debate about who the best young corner in the league is. And Asante Samuel said that essentially Sauce Gardner is being touted as the best young corner in the league because of the New York media, not to take away from the obviously, he's a fantastic football player. But when you look at guys like Tariq Woolen, who was mentioned as having a better rookie season than Sauce Gardner, because Tariq Woolen had a stupid rookie season, you just don't hear about it as much because of the market. Guys in New York are going to get the attention. It's just how it goes.
Patrick Surtain, the second. He's solid.
Like I said, there's a lot of exciting young corner talent. Lots and lots. We got David. Without Crosby, there would be a couple games. Absolutely. And I feel like that was a two-way street. I feel like they took care of Mason for a while as well. He wouldn't have been there as long as he was if they didn't. Super family man. So I'm sure it was an amicable parting of ways. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure it will be. It's gonna be a new era for the Packers.
It sucks when Eli left. Oh, dude, it shook everything up for me. It shook everything. So when you're
those
gonna
were, those are the guys though. Those are the guys that are from the Super Bowl team. Those are the guys that were what was left of what I knew the Packers as. So
it's, my question to you and to everybody else watching, and again, Giants truther, we all know that is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
Hold on. I have to look at stats for this. It's such a close question.
He's top 10 in passing yards. He's top 10, I believe, in touchdown passes. Yes, he's thrown a lot of interceptions, but he has two Super Bowls and two Super Bowl MVP under his belt. And I'm not just saying this because, you know, I'm a fan. He is a Hall of Famer. People are already talking about Matt Stafford if he won a championship, if he would be a Hall of Famer. And a lot of people said yes. So I think Eli Manning's a shoo-in.
I mean, yeah, 57,000 passing yards, 366 touchdowns, 244 interceptions, 60% completion percentage, which is not great. And then four-time Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
One-time comeback player of the year, two Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs. I gotta say, he has made two of the better throws I've seen in a Super Bowl. Zach says no Hall of Fame for Matt Stafford. I can agree with that. I don't. he's a good quarterback, but I don't think that he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Not yet.
I would say he turned Detroit's franchise around, but he didn't, other than the fact that they didn't go 0-16 after they drafted him. But no, I could go either way on Matt Stafford. Eli Manning, I could also go either way on. I think that Stafford played probably a bit bigger of a role in the one Super Bowl that he won versus Eli Manning's role in the Super Bowl. The Rams offense, I think, was a little bit better than the Giants offense at that point in time. But again, you can't argue with the fact that they won against Tom Brady twice. And Eli Manning, again, in the Super Bowl, played well enough to win, but when it really mattered, those throws, I mean, those are hard throws in a regular football game, never mind the biggest football game. So based on playoff performance alone, I could definitely see Eli in there, and his regular season stats are good enough. So yeah, I think Eli Manning should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, makes me happy to hear.
But no, there's room for debate on him, Stafford, bunch of guys, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. Always two sides of the coin, right?
Yep. Phillip Rivers is one that,
yeah,
really have to think about and think about how you weigh things. That's big. The Tyree play was better, but the Manningham throw was too. Oh yes, I agree. The Tyree play was a better play of all around wow factor, but the throw to Manningham, wow, fucking wow! I just on an absolute dime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great catch! Great.
Literally, I have this that whole scene in my head, and every once in a while it'll replay, and get me all amped up.
I'll never forget that one. That was a big one. All right. So I think that should be about all for the NFL. We got one more, the NHL. Super not much going on recently. All that stuff happened a week ago, which we probably didn't cover, but Zach's probably more suited for that. We'll talk about that next week. What I got for you right now, Erik Karlsson, arguably biggest player on the market or about to be on the market. Preferred destination is Pittsburgh? Question mark. That's what I'm hearing. Potentially a Penguin. Be very interesting.
Thanks, Zach.
Pump those tires. Do it. So I've heard Pittsburgh, Carolina was still in the conversation because there's a couple teams, but keep an eye on Erik Karlsson. He good. Zach, some Bruins news for you. I'm sure you heard it, but Jesper Boqvist, our fun boy, that we discussed his name when we were playing our last game of NHL. Add some depth, fill in some holes for the Bruins. Jesper Boqvist, baby. He's no Taylor Hall, but we'll see. You're welcome, buddy. And Thomas Greiss, retiring. Bye, buddy. Good career. Appreciate you.
No, hockey ain't my strong suit.
It's fine. I think he played for the Islanders at one point. He was a goalie. I know that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Zach with the spicy take. Jesper Boqvist over at Taylor Hall. Time will tell. I don't know. Boqvist, I like as a depth player for sure. I like Taylor Hall. Having Taylor Hall on your third line is ridiculous, but we'll see how it goes. I'm excited. A little something to be excited about in Bruins world, I guess. All right. So, Nick, how would you like to do this? Would you like to be the recipient of the questions, or would you like to trade off?
I'll be the recipient.
All right. Fantastic.
I'll try it out.
So all right. So this is a new segment for everybody. As is Boda tradition, new segment, no card for it. So I came up with this a little while ago. I'm going to call it title time. So how this is going to work is I'm going to give Nick 1 year at a time, 4 total years, and he is going to try and tell me each one of the major 4 U.S. sports teams that won a championship that year. The goal, Nick, is to acquire 10 points. You get 1 point per correct sports team. 16 total teams. Just got to do a little bit less than 66.67%. Yes, Zach, a Drew Chains original segment coming to you. All right. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
We're going to start off with a year that's near and dear to me, 1997.
'97. Are we allowed to use the computer for this, or do I have to guess?
No. All you would have to do is type in who won championships in 1997.
Oh, you want me to go back to 97? The fuck if I know.
Yes. It's the year I was born.
Let's see, football. Let's go football first. 97. Yep. Green Bay?
Yes.
Is it Green Bay?
Yeah.
All the others. Fucking hell. Let's do NBA next. 97. Yes, Zach. Did the Bulls win in 97?
Let's find out.
I guess Zach's answering all of them.
Fucking Zach.
Zach has said Jordan, so that's why I asked about the Bulls.
And then right, 1997, it was in fact the Chicago Bulls.
Okay, I thought 96 was their last year.
So you are 2 for 2 so far, Nick.
Yeah, I had Zach's help on that one.
I mean, Zach, that's all right.
It's all right.
There's lots.
What's the other sport? NHL.
Yes.
No idea. Legitimately no idea. My hockey knowledge is...
All right. So, you give up on the NHL.
I'm give up on the NHL.
Forfeit a point there. You got NBA. You got NFL. What about the MLB?
Who's Lynch? What does that mean?
Lanch. What a guy. I miss the days of Lanch.
Beats me. MLB.
Oh, Avalanche, Colorado. Oh. Incorrect. Incorrect.
Sorry, Zach.
You're also incorrect about the Yankees, by the way.
Oh. 0 for 2.
I'll give you that.
Let's see. 97.
Since you have given up on the NHL, I will tell you that 1997 was the Detroit Red Wings.
Would have never guessed. It would have taken me all. How many teams are there in the NHL? 30?
30. I don't know how many there were in 1997, but.
Oh, okay. But MLB.
MLB, baby. Sure, it was. That's not what you meant.
97 MLB.
Detroit Avalanche. It's a team that you wouldn't think. It's a generally bad team.
The White Sox?
No. Not a bad guess, but a wrong guess.
The Twins. Fuck.
Gotta go south. All the way south.
Texas? Who's in Texas? The Rangers?
The Rangers are indeed in Texas. The Rangers did not win the World Series in 1997.
I'll give it one more guess. Let's see. Marlins was actually going to be my next guess, but I didn't know if that was the correct answer.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, we'll say Marlins.
It was, in fact, the Florida Marlins who won the World Series in 1997.
I didn't know they won one.
They did?
The more you know.
All right, I'll give you three for that one. I'll give you three. All right, next year we'll make it a little bit easier on you. Let's bring it a little bit closer to nowadays. Let's go 2007.
Now, is it the 2007-2008? Or because if it's 2007 football, I want to say the Giants, unless that's considered the 2007 season. Or 2008 season, excuse me.
I'm going to go with the year that the game was played.
Okay. It was 07.
Well, actually, no. No, I'll give you the season. So yeah, you can say the Giants.
The Giants. Okay.
All right, so you got 4 points.
Giants.
Zach, shut the fuck up.
NBA. Wasn't the Lakers? But Celtics was 08. Who won in 07?
The same team that won in 05. 03. 99.
What the hell?
Yeah.
The Spurs?
Indeed.
Okay. Spurs.
That's 5 points.
Baseball. The Red Sox? Was that the year they won?
2007 was indeed the Boston Red Sox. 3 for 3 so far. Now's the tough one, Nick.
Shit. I'm going to go.
Also a tough team.
This team for the NHL, is it like a well-known team, or have they always been good, or have
it
they
is a very well-known team? No, they have not always been good. They are arguably like the most famous hockey team. From America, I guess. They had a movie about them. Whole movie.
Wasn't the Red Wings again, was it?
No.
Good try.
I think the Red Wings won in 2008.
Was it?
They won the next year.
Okay, I'm going to pass. Hockey is...
The Mighty Ducks of Anaheim.
Oh, fuck.
So you are killing all the other ones. You got 6 points, but
I told you,
hockey missed man. Those two NHL ones. All right, let's go. Let's round it off. 2010.
So 2010 NBA. I'm going to say the Lakers.
Correct.
NFL. Packers?
Correct.
Okay. MLB. Was it the Yankees this time?
No, they won the year before.
Okay. The Giants.
Yes.
Okay, correct. Cool. NHL 2010.
So fun one.
Another
very famous team. They have won a lot of Stanley Cups in the 2010s.
Yeah, it doesn't even help. Let me see.
One of them was against the Bruins.
Penguins.
No. Wrong conference.
Pass.
Your 2010 Stanley Cup champions were the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
one of their three Stanley Cups from the 2010s.
Well, did not know.
2010, 2013, and 2015. All right. So, I believe you have 9 points.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. You need to get one correct, Nick, to win the game. Which only means one thing. We're going back in time.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm thinking a nice round year. 1985.
I know the Mets won that year.
They did not.
What? Was it 86?
It was 86.
Fuck. I was so confident. 85. Did the Bears win the Super Bowl that year?
The Super Bowl in 1985 was won by not the Chicago Bears. Also, dude, if I had said 1986, you would be killing it right now.
Fuck. 85. My goodness. Who won in 85?
All you need is one, man. You just need one.
I'll go back to the NFL. The NBA. Let's try the Lakers.
Congratulations, Nick. You have won the first ever round of Title Time. Would you like the other answers?
Yes, please.
So in 1985, the Kansas City Royals won the World Series.
Okay.
The San Francisco 49ers beat the Miami Dolphins in the Super Bowl. And the Edmonton Oilers and Wayne Gretzky won the Stanley Cup.
All right, I'll take one out of the four. This has to be. I like the segment. It's got to be a regular. We'll create a graphic for it and everything.
This one's fun. I like this one. And one that I get to host. Yay! All right. Well, Nick, you got any surprises for us other than cutting us off randomly?
No surprises. Next week, hopefully, all the boys are together. We'll have a spicy episode for everybody. But this week, me and Drew holding it down. I think it was fun.
Zach did everything he could to sabotage us, but we pushed through. We're here for you. Sports when there's no sports. Come to Pota.
But yes, 9 Sundays until the regular season starts. We got until October, until the NBA is back, NHL.
Yep.
Playoff.
We'll be back on Friday.
All right, well, it's coming. We'll be back.
Back in full force for the start of the seasons.
Let's go. I'm excited. But yeah, that's all I got for tonight, my friend.
Fantastic. For Drew, for Nick, I want to thank all you beautiful people out there for listening to us talk about nonsense for a little while. Nah, we really appreciate y'all. You know where you can find us. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, social media, all of them.
All not the Stitcher.
Twitch sometimes, maybe, not sure. But yeah, just look for Bota. Chances are you're gonna probably find some Indian stuff and some stuff that's not sports, but you'll know that you're in the wrong place because it won't be sports. So thank you guys again.
All Nick, right, yep.
Your catchphrase, please.
Stay greedy.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.